Well done, sir, the stranger said heartily. To tell you the truth, when you gentlemen asked me to be present this evening, I was a mite reluctant. I've always had a pretty dim view of this spiritualist business, and I guess I pictured you as, well, crouching over a Ouija board calling on the spirit of Aunt Sally, Fodor suggested with a smile. Something like that. I can admit it now, since I'm obliged to apologize. That was an ingenious summary, Mr. Podmore. I'm glad to see some of you gentlemen are as cynical as the members of my own profession. You must have known Houdini was a cynic, said Conan Doyle, with a touch of asperity. I wouldn't have come if I had not known he would be here, the stranger admitted. Even Conan Doyle laughed at that. Houdini remarked, You see, Sir Arthur, unlike some prophets, I am not without honor in my own country. Let me add my analysis to Podmore's. As you have probably anticipated, he and I are in substantial agreement. With Miss Betsy in the dock and myself a member of the jury, I would have to add a second guilty verdict. But I wouldn't be so ungallant as to have her stand there alone. No, my friends, there would be two others with her. Her brothers John and Drury. John admits that he and Drew were suspected of having learned magic tricks while in New Orleans. Now, that charming old city is, and was, the home of a unique kind of black magic carried to American shores from the West Indies. Is it only a coincidence that the spirit spoke not once but twice of having visited...